Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Says so right underneath of Rob Santoni. We're at Costas. It is my 30th anniversary. Some folks coming out, and I got here early today, and in the spirit of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by the Maryland Lottery, we're going to let ourselves play. By the way, I got a scratch-off ticket. I think I'm allowed to give you one. John Martin's going to be here later. I'm so afraid of breaking rules with, not just with Maryland Lottery, but WISE, the FCC, things my mother taught me, you know, rules. But I do have scratch-off tickets. We're gonna let ourselves play today. I'm going to let my hair down. And I've invited some friends over and sponsors over. And quite frankly, when I put these shows together, I didn't know you were coming. And I shopped in your store the other day, got some beautiful eggnog at store 206, Fullerton.
I saw it.
Did I do that right?
You did. You did. You nailed that one.
I don't even have notes.
You're getting a note.
I don't even have notes. So I went in. I screwed up last week. Remind me to tell you how I didn't know my password for my app, okay? But I got the eggnog ice cream, and I saw you, and you were supposed to come on the show last Monday, last Tuesday, last Wednesday. And then you see me in the store. You're like, you really shop here? And I'm like, yeah, I really shop here. We're moving to the suburbs. That's another story. And we booked you to come on the show, like on Zoom, like we usually do, where you sit in the little storeroom and you have your little Y stuff. By the way, Y stuff up.
My studio.
Like, right, a little studio. And then I hit you, and I'm like, I'm having crab cakes on Wednesday, and you're like, I'll come over. And that's kind of how this thing gets thrown together. I didn't know John Martin was coming today. I did not know Damian O'Doherty was coming today. I still won't believe it until he shows up. I really, really believed that bum Ray Bachman was coming over, my former producer, whom I love. And I'm just going to give him grief the entire segment for being too bougie to drive across the Key Bridge. He's in Pasadena now. So you can't come up here and hang out with his buddy and have a crab cake. So.
Isn't it more bougie on this side?
No, I mean, you came today. I mean, I don't know why. You love me, and I appreciate that. I mean, you drove in from Fullerton, store 206 Bel Air Road, just outside the Beltway.
Actually, from home. I was off today.
Even further,
see
then.
That? I'm off,
even
and
further.
I made a special trip.
You didn't even run.
Huh?
You didn't even run.
I don't. Not today. I have bruised ribs, believe it or not.
How'd you do that? Hanging the lights. Hanging the lights.
Sort of, but no. I was looking out the window Saturday when I got home from work, and I backed up, and I tripped over this ottoman that I have next to my couch. I fell on this new couch
that
we
you
bought.
Don't like anyway. You don't like the ottoman, right?
No.
It's like a Dick Van Dyke thing.
That's exactly what it was, except I don't think his wife laughed at him as he was going down, like mine did.
So you're on social media. Have you seen the Dick Van Dyke dancing thing with Mary Tyler Moore?
No.
Oh, wow. It's a meme. It's like a TikTok. I don't do TikTok, right? I don't do any of that. But it showed up the other day, and it's them doing like this Christmas dance set to different songs. The one I
like
saw
one of those jib-jab things.
Was You Can't Touch This. Yeah. MC Hammer, you know. So Rob Santoni's here. I mean, I'm letting myself play. I would let my hair down, but I'm about to eat. I have never ordered the pit beef here at Casas until now. And it just hit me right. I was going to get the Hito, not the gyro. Gyro over here. I got the pit beef and the gravy, and it came right as we were getting ready to do this thing. But they have like a whole menu here. Nobody even knows. They just think crabs, crab cakes. Like, you came in. You ordered the crab cakes before you sat down. Like, you're in a hurry. Why are you in a hurry? It's
no, I just want to take them home. I didn't know how long they'd take.
You're ordering them raw.
For her to keep in the fridge.
Dude, it's so crazy.
You think I'm
going
to run out on you?
Are you crazier in the holidays at WISE?
Absolutely.
Well, what about...
It's a good crazy.
People order more lobster, more shrimp, more food, more party, more drinks, more spritz, more all that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of spritzers.
God, yeah.
Jennifer, yes. Ugh. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy. It's my anniversary. It's my holiday. It's my football team lost in a state championship last week. I'm still wearing green and gold today. I wore the green for Santa and for Dundalk, and I wore the gold in Costas here for Dundalk. We lost,
like,
man.
That,
we lost. I owe the mayor. I lost a bet. It's
I
terrible.
Saw that.
All right. So it's crazier for you. I came into Costas, and look, Nick and Pete are busy. Pete's always out in the front. Nick comes a little later on. They got the holiday lights. Santa will be here a little later on. And I said to Pete, I'm like, you got to come on the show today. He said, what are you doing? And I'm like, dude, there's so many things on this menu. Did you know they have jambalaya here? I didn't either.
I do now.
Yeah, exactly. I knew they had pit beef, but I've never ordered it because I'm too busy getting the crabs and crab cakes. I love the Greek salad here. I've talked about the spinach. But there's stuff here that I had no idea. Blackened chicken and tuna, salmon BLT. I didn't know. I mean, I know how Greek they are, but I didn't know they did a keto. Like, I really did not know there was tzatziki sauce at Costas. So I just wanted to shout out, and I said,
it's a nice menu, though. But really clean, color-coded. Look at that.
Yeah,
very clear, easy to see.
This is new school.
Absolutely.
Ever since Bucky got involved over here in Dundalk. So I would say this. I came in, and I said to Pete, I'm like, bring me some side dishes. Come by, like, 4:30, 5 o'clock. And you know what he said? I got 500 crab cakes to make. Now he's got 503. Because you just ordered three. So he's busy. He's so busy. And you were like, I got to order the crab cakes. Because we all feel like supply, demand. We don't have enough turkey. I got into that last month with you guys.
That's the world I live in. Right,
supply
now.
Are you
supply
doing okay?
And demand.
Give it to me. Well, I have some French fries.
We are doing okay. You know, supply chain is difficult in our business. When we can't get jellied cranberry sauce as much as we want during Thanksgiving, that's sad.
Dump it. Can I dump it?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's Highland Town style, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Put a little on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But the supply chain, you know, the chain is a challenge, and you know, but we have some smart people up north, you know, making decisions and getting extra manufacturers and extra labels in. But when I knew we were running out of cranberry.
Cranberries or cranberry-like?
Cranberry-like jelly in the jar.
It makes that sound that I'm not going to make. Yeah, that,
yeah, what, comes out. I love it.
Come on, I love it.
It is my favorite. And there were days
we're
I had
Dundalk.
One
You're
jar.
Not in Highland Town anymore. I love saying that.
You know, but it looks like, you know, a lot of baking. This is, you know, big baking weekend. Last weekend was a big baking weekend. This is a bigger, you know, baking weekend. We are pretty good on ingredients like that. We're good on hams.
Well, that's why I didn't order the ham today.
Yeah.
Because I'm piecemealing my, you gave me the eggnog. I'm all into that. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get a crab cake later, so I'm going to go with some beef now. And I know I'm all about the kielbasa next week. I'm all about the ham. Going to be all about the soups. Like, after Christmas. Yeah. I always get like a huge ham.
Yeah.
And now that I'm with Wise, you've got this rewards program. I completely embarrassed myself on the show last week with Hannah because I was eating ice cream, making a fool of myself, and I pulled the app up because I wanted to see how many points I have. Because I was bragging. I'm like, I probably have ordered stuff in 40 different Wises over the course of time. And I thought how many I've been in, how many points I've put together, and then I went on the app and I didn't have my – I reloaded it. I know my app now. But, like, points and ham and rewards, this is the time of the year for that.
Well, it pops out on the receipt every, you know, every time you come. But
she told me.
Speaking of points, hey, from now through the holidays, if you buy, you know, a family member or somebody, you're buying a gift card. There's a lot of the gift cards. There's a few exceptions, but most of our gift cards, it's four times the points. So if you buy a $100 Amazon gift card.
Okay.
All right. Or Wise. You
okay.
Know, not Wise. I'm sorry. The Amazon or, you know, you get a Starbucks, whatever. You get four times the points. So I bought a $30 Starbucks gift card last night. That's 120 points instead of just 30.
That's almost like you're on the way to a ham at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
Or well, a dollar off per... per gallon on gas.
For me, I don't shop that way, but I do notice when things are on sale. Like, so I'll buy more of it, right? I'll see that the rewards are working, all that stuff. I thought I had a stalker. It's just Damien O'Doherty with a mask on. I had no idea. I'm like, who is that guy?
I didn't know what was in the bag.
He looks like he's from Catonsville. What's he doing over here? And what's it? I thought that was Marcellus Wallace's soul in the bag. I wasn't sure. I'm sitting here eating all this and getting ready for the holidays, but I love everything about the traditions of East Baltimore and Christmas and the fact that, like, I come to your place and get legitimate sauerkraut and kielbasa that I bring home every year. So this is, it's a great time of the year to eat seasonal stuff. I'm even going to try, and I saw it over at the Maiden Choice Wise 2 weeks ago. They had fruit cake that I look like I might eat. Like, you know what I mean? It looks...
So, yeah, which one?
Do you have that? It's like a wet-looking fruitcake?
Yeah, let's start down
at
the bottom.
Not the one in the box.
Hold on. Let's start down at the bottom. You've got the Tasty Cake fruitcake that comes out of Philadelphia. Okay.
I've never had it.
No. They make one. Okay. It's good, I guess, you know.
I don't like
fruitcake. I've never liked
fruitcake. I don't like fruitcake, so. Mm.
No.
So any fruitcake
company. Then there's
company,
the Plaxen.
Right. Then my mother, I want to praise
Plaxen is
them.
The best.
By the way, they made my mother. I don't like it, and I've talked bad about it. It's my 30th anniversary. 30 years I've talked bad about it. But my mother loved Plaxen fruitcake. And if I could get that for her and take it over, I'd see her smile. You know, like a crab cake or a beer over here, which I put a picture of my mom up earlier today. Smiling here because this was kind of her place, you know what I mean?
Yes. So you think she loved her beer, right?
Oh, yeah, man. She loved crab cakes over in that bar. But, you know, this is the time of the year people get emotional. They get, and they want to eat. And I find it fascinating. Every Italian family I know made lasagna, right? Or everybody had it like
Roma
a dish.
Roma sausage, speaking of East
there
Baltimore
you go.
Guys, okay? Ostrowski's, Roma. My store will never be out. In fact, one of our executives came down the day after Thanksgiving and said, I need a Ostrowski sausage.
I love this.
And I came to your store because I knew you would have it. Because my father
it's
raised me
fresh
in the business.
In your store.
Never,
it's always
never
fresh
be out.
In your store. It really is.
Yeah.
I've seen it in other stores before I knew you, and it would take on a tinge of something I didn't want to buy.
Yeah.
It's always fresh in your store.
Yeah. Yep.
Does every Wise in the region carry that, or do they have, as you know, in Western Maryland, there's a Western Maryland kind of sauce? Because it is fascinating, region to region, how regional food can be.
A lot of, yeah. So the Baltimore region, you know, the, you always call it the, you know, Southern region.
I see Otterbein, Burger Co. I see all that stuff in your store, Fisher's popcorn.
Yeah,
always,
we're spreading out, you know, beyond this Baltimore district on that, you know. These companies have a nice relationship with Wise, and they know they have 200 stores.
Local favorites.
Yeah, but you're, you know, I can't speak to fact on this, but I'm sure that you won't find burgers or Otterbeins up in our PA stores. But it would, I'm sure it would be well received. But this time
of year. You find something else there.
This time of year.
Like
from
T-Berry ice cream.
right, exactly. But, you know, this time of year from our Dundalk stores to the Reisterstown stores and Towson and our Baltimore County stores, you will find well-stocked Otterbeins, burgers, the two-pack even for, you know, that stock and stuffer. You'll get Roma. You'll get Ostrowski.
See, this
you'll
is
get
where
Fishers.
My wife goes and gets a big box of them and smuggles them on the plane to New Hampshire.
Well, we do have the big bucket of Otterbeins.
Right.
You know, the nice-handled sand bucket.
Her family loves the burgers. And, you know, no offense to the burger people. It's not my thing, but it's a lot. Fisher's popcorn is my thing. So, you know, but you can find your thing. You know, my thing is eggnog ice cream. And I swear I snuck into your place before the football game. We were just running around the Beltway, and I said to my wife, we're heading home. We got to stop at Wise and get ice cream. And she's like, all right, we got to go straight home. We stopped in Highland Town. I stopped at the Chaucer. I brought tuna tostadas home. I was afraid. I finally opened it last night. The eggnog was delicious. I mean, the eggnog's really delicious.
Did you try to spearmint?
We tried that first. My wife, she's... You know, if you're Highland Town and I'm Dundalk, she's Essex. She just takes takes a spoon right in. She knows she did it. And she takes a spoon right in. And she came back to the couch. We're watching Jeopardy. She's like, that peppermint stick's on point. I'm like, all right, I'm getting it in the cone. I had it with a chocolate bottom and the peppermint stick. I did not get that marshmallow seasonal flavor that she would be all about. It's like a marshmallow peppermint stick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. I'm eggnog all the way, always, man.
I don't even like eggnog. I don't. But the Wise eggnog, oh my God. I have folks.
I have not gotten your eggnog. I can't find it.
I have people ask for it like all the time.
The ice cream or the milk? The eggnog nog.
Yeah, eggnog in a half gallon.
Okay.
There's customers, I think, bathe in it. That's how much they buy and
you
love it.
You can't find it, dude.
It's been tough.
I have tons of it right now. You do?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be in this week. Rob Santoni's here, Wise Markets. I'm eating pit beef for the first time at Costas because I'm trying new things. I mean, I didn't know they had seafood mac and cheese with lobster. I didn't even know they had lasagna here. And I knew they were Greek, but I did not know they had ketos. By the way, if you've never had the spinach here, the cream spinach, best on earth, and they put it, I discovered it on the Oysters Rockefeller. So that's what they put on top of the oyster. So I discovered it there, and I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's my side dish. It's my. This is 15 years ago. So come by, see us at Costas. Tell everybody what's going on, because you have a whole list of things.
Oh,
Wise
I do.
Does more charitable stuff. You write all this down.
I have
to. You rehearse
it
like
that's
you're
how
going
much
on
we're
Letterman.
Doing.
And then I bring you on, and I screw you all up, and I screw up my app and, you know, and I'm just going to shut up and eat for a while. And you tell me what's going on.
No, it's not rehearsed. I just don't want to, you know, forget the many
because you're doing
long
so many
list
things,
of items. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So the last time we spoke, we talked about our annual Day of Giving, which was on November 30th. And that is company-wide. And the company gives every store $500, okay, to give to the charity of their choice, no matter how big or small that charity is, right? Very intimate, you know, relationship.
Student
that store.
Student support network on your end, or who was it?
It is. I'm getting there. So anyway,
I know.
Every store for one day can raise as much money, okay, for that day, and then on top of it, Wise will give that store $500. So chain-wide, for that one day, we raise $115,000.
That's beautiful.
Okay? But for the Baltimore County stores, we have 12 stores jump on the bandwagon for a student support network, and we raised $8,000 for that great organization. That'll go towards...
Now, do you donate food, too? Or just money?
With this, yeah. Yeah, through
food
this.
Yep.
This will go to filling pantries in, you know, almost 18 different student support network pantries in schools that have, you know, students that are, you know, border on, you know, that poverty line, which is just so sad. They send them home with weekend care packages. There's snacks for after school, during school, before school, school supplies. So it goes to a great, great
cause. For all the people I know who do food, you know, you're in that business, Royal Farms in that business, that how much food people give. And I think we saw during the pandemic, a lot of our sponsors, people we know, I'll give a shout out to the Charles Village Pub, that they were feeding medical workers, frontline people, food, that when you have true abundance, right? That's what the holidays are all about. By the way, for you, and I wouldn't mess my hair up for anybody, it's because you're old school. I brought my Santa hat today.
Oh, okay.
So, but I mean, you know.
I thought you were going to make me put that on.
No, it's my hat.
Yeah,
no. Mess
no.
Your, I'm not
yeah,
gonna,
no, no, no.
Patty would be very upset, as would all of your team members over Wise 206.
Putting hats on makes me look old.
It's the holidays, though, and like doing stuff, and coat drives, food drives, all, you know, people that are on the edge that need help. And I think, look, we all drive around. We see people in red lights who need everywhere in a way that when 20, 30 years ago, maybe we didn't in this country or in this county or in this city that need help. And I love that in this format we get to sit and talk about what you do for kids right underneath of my tower, literally, right, who maybe have a lot of pride but are hungry. And I don't know, you know, I think about my time at Dundalk, and I know we've talked about this before, that if somebody was hungry, I don't know, they'd go to the lunchroom, and you thought you knew some kids got free lunch or whatever, but I don't know what that would be like to go home and not have a meal, right? Like, right. I didn't live like that, right?
Yeah.
That's and if you did, who would you tell?
Yeah.
And how would you get help?
There's a lot of things that we take for granted. How many times do you go to a movie and you're spending $6 on popcorn and this and that? Do you know how far $6 or $15 would go for a family if they, you know, shopped at a Wise store and carefully shopped the low prices, you know, the mac and cheese and certain items, you know, like that? It could almost put food on the table all week long.
Well, there's no doubt also that you guys make it easy with the rewards program too. So, I mean, again, I didn't log on to my app, but I always log my number in. I've never sort of added it up. I got into a segment with Hannah last week, and I'm like, I wonder if I have enough for ham.
Yeah, don't let them expire.
No.
Because they will expire.
All right, I gotta start. I have never used them. I don't know. Don't ask me why. I just, I'm a hoarder. You know what I mean? I'm hoarding my points.
Either a free ham, a free turkey is like a great way this time of year. But every day, just stopping at the gas station. So if you have 1,000 points, you can save $1 off per gallon of gas. And if you drive a car that has 15 gallons, that's real dough.
That's
right
real
there.
Money.
It is. So if you shop it,
but
when
you
you're
have
shopping
to bank
wise,
1,000 points though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but a large family could spend
easily
$250 a week, easy. So doing something that they can do at so many other places. Okay. You know, they shop at Wise, they just do the regular shopping, and as they're shopping, they're just being rewarded. You know, it isn't a gimmick. It's you shop, thank you for that. Here's a point for every dollar.
You want to sing the jingle?
Huh?
Do we sing the jingle now?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
I'll start
I was going to say, that's Wise. You were going to do the beginning. I was going to do
Eat better, spend less.
That's Wise.
Yeah,
we're in Costas right now. We're having fun. We're letting our hair down. At least I was going to let my hair down. I had delicious soup. Delicious pit beef, but I can't eat and talk at the same time. John Martin's going to be coming by from the Maryland Lottery. Aaron Tamarkio is coming by from Trade Point Atlantic. Damian Doherty's here. And we're always partners with Wise. For this time of year with the purple and the lights, anything else going on at the store
Absolutely.
I need to know about? Holiday goodies.
Just to finish up with Day of Giving, we'll be presenting a check next week to the Student Support Network. That'll be a great Christmas gift.
$8,000. Beautiful.
Yep, that's great.
Nice.
Thank you. So,
I was listening. I even have notes.
Right. Speaking of purple, I'll say the best to last, but speaking of purple, we have a great partnership with the For Everyone Foundation, which is Anthony Levine Sr.'s foundation.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay.
It is a foundation that helps inner city students, kids, with closing that digital divide. Okay?
Fair enough.
Keeping their families connected.
Ron, we talk so much about this, that a kid had no access to Wi-Fi
Internet,
2 years ago
keeping
when
devices
happened.
Charged.
I love that.
I was reading one of his past stories on his website where they gave, I can't remember the name of it, but it's this big charging device that can charge up to 8,
mobile devices.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And, they gave those out.
Well,
you know,
if your mobile device goes down, you're done, right?
Right.
For
right.
any of us, right? Literally.
Yeah. So there's two events that we do. We've done golf outings. He puts on a very nice golf outing. But last year was our first year doing the Shop with a Pro, and we're doing that again this year. And
I love that.
Shop with a Pro. Last year, we were challenged with finding Going the Dicks, who is also a very big partner and supporter of his foundation. So we've got... last year, we couldn't go to Dick's, we couldn't use Wise, so we end up going to the Stadium School in the city. And there were 20 students from that school, okay, that received the day, Shop with a Pro. And what they got, and it wasn't based on really need, it was based on outstanding grades, outstanding attendance, being on time, getting involved, being at school and making the best of that opportunity. So there were 20 really deserving kids. And they put in custom orders for shoes last year, and then they laid out all this other athletic and clothing and footballs from Dick's that each child would get. Wise supplies the lunch, a little Wise beanie, frisbees, cups, notepads,
happy
pans,
people. Happy people,
right? Yeah,
I love that.
Drinks. So this year we're able to get back in the Dick's. So on Monday. December 20th, we got Anthony Levine and, I hear a couple other Ravens will join us. We'll have lunch at 11 o'clock, say a few words to the kids, and then let them go out throughout the store.
And have Christmas.
They have a certain limit and have Christmas, and we take them right through the check stands.
I've always seen the videos of these. I've never attended one. I mean, I've done all sorts of things, from soup kitchens and serving food and stuff, but seeing kids in a store, that's one thing I haven't done that I've always seen on video that feels like, boy, that would fill you up. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go see that.
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays. Anything else? You got more?
Yeah. So this past Friday, we were part of his annual holiday bowling event.
Okay.
Very, very cool.
I saw the pictures.
Four to 500 people at Towson Lanes, right behind that very
duck
old
pins?
Royal Farms. They had duck pins
right.
on a third of the lanes.
Doesn't have duck
and
pins.
Then
it's
10
not
pins.
Legitimate.
Right. So that event raised like $15,000, and it goes towards his foundation. But there were Ravens. Patrick Queen was bowling a couple lanes over. Lamar and Hollywood
but
showed up.
But they were all bowling 10 pins, though, right?
Yeah. 10 pins.
10 pins, yeah. Because it's where everybody bowls when they come here.
Yep. Huntley was there.
Ray Lewis used to do a bowling thing. Ed Reed,
right.
They all love the bowl.
Yeah, I think it's just been passed down.
Jerome Bettis loved the bowl. They were really good bowlers. Eric Rett was an outstanding bowler. like yeah. 200 average kind of, like good, really wow. good bowler. Yeah. And of course, we're in Dundalk, the home of Danny Wiseman, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Danny Wiseman. So I got to talk up a little bit. Yeah. Danny, be upset with me.
I know who that is. We actually had a guy, one of our managers, who went to bowl with us, and he bowled 8 out of 10 frames a strike. Ended up bowling a 236. That's outstanding.
I beat Danny Wiseman one time bowling. It's true. Danny admits, he sat here and admitted to me.
Wow.
I did a thing. He does show your soft side. So a lot of times I do that for animals and for Barks. And we had Barks on last month. So give to the shelters as well. Dude, I love you, man. I appreciate everything that Wise is doing.
Yeah.
I know my app is working now. I found my password. I re-downloaded it. I got too many passwords, man.
You know?
It's a good thing the receipt prints out how many points I have.
Yeah.
I'm saving
just
up for ham.
Pay attention to the expiration. You know?
You're not going to run out of ham, right? You're going to have enough ham?
Got plenty of hams.
All right, I got a funny story to end
this. In fact, I've got 250 hams going out to the Highlandtown Exchange Club this Saturday, where the Highlandtown Exchange Club is going to feed some families.
I'm done
as well.
Hoarding stuff. I mean, we've been talking about food people, but we're moving, and I'm done hoarding stuff. So I literally, the other day, my wife went down to storage. She comes back up and said, "What's down there?" She said, "Well, it's a whole lot of toilet paper. Paper towels." I said, "From 2 years ago?" She's like, "You never know. You never know." And I'm like, "Well, it has been proven one time. So you're going to have enough ham for everybody, enough turkey.
Yeah.
Going to have enough kielbasa for me.
We're good. Yeah.
Fruit cake.
Yep.
I'm going to come get
we
some
We actually make, so that one that you were talking about, we make that
I wanna
at
try.
Store.
I want to try.
Store 87 in Kearney, Joppa and Harford Road.
It's like a wet
there.
Looking, it looks, yeah. it looks like yeah. it, I might eat it.
It's outstanding.
All right. I'm,
it's outstanding. So I have
no
one more.
Outstanding fruitcake. You're
one more huge
up.
Number to share. So Monday, while we're doing the Shop with a Pro, we will have Jamie.
Oh,
Manosky,
sure. Is she
right?
coming here?
She will be in town at our Pasadena store.
Well, that's crab cakes.
We will be presenting a $275,000 check.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, to the Maryland Food Bank as a result of our Fight Hunger campaign through November.
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier. Everybody I know who feeds people, this is a key. Time. It's getting cold out. Obviously the economy, inflation, all of that stuff. So you're going to be down at the Maryland. I'm going to get Carmen on. How about that?
What's that?
Carmen from Maryland Food Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get him on. All right.
Yeah, hey, that'll be fun.
I'm elbows up. Crab cakes to go for you?
Yeah, a little bit later on. I'm not going to run out on you.
Rob Santoni's here, Wise Markets. Aaron Tamarchio on deck. At some point, Damian O'Doherty snuck in. It was like a scene out of Pulp Fiction. He just kind of came in and
he showed you that
out.
Duffel bag. I'm afraid to look in it.
Yeah, I thought, I'm in trouble. I'm in Dundalk, you know. Then I thought, I know people here. It could be anybody. Rob, I appreciate you. He's hanging out, and we're hanging out. It's my 30th anniversary. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. John Martin's going to be here a little later on as well. We're going to let ourselves play. Rob's hanging out to get scratch-off tickets.
You know, win.
Tickets for life. You could travel around with the team, see Justin Tucker kick field goals. God, I hope we start winning. I got my purple hat. We're going to change things.
What is this? We never talk Ravens, just like you with a lay guy like me, you know?
Not this week. I'm done talking Ravens.
Oh, my God.
I want to talk about feeding people and the holidays. And I'd rather talk about fruitcake right now. We're Costas. I'm back for more. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.